You had a circle?
I was thinking, did you ever hear of a spoonwood or ivy or mountain laurel?
Yeah, there's a something growing. We call it poison oak. Mm-hmm. And we call it poison oak, and but if your children gets in an ivy, it'll break out on some children.
If children get in it, and
They get in against it, you know. My little granddaughter went to a summer camp. Mm-hmm. For the brownies, and she got in and got that stuff all over. She come out next week. After she got out, she just sores all over. Mm-hmm. Where it stung us, it don't affect everybody. It's just some people.
It's poison oak. Anything else that'll do that to you?
Well, it's poison ivy will it too.
What's the difference between poison oak and poison ivy?
Well, I don't know, honey. One has a big red bloom and white bloom, and the other one runs up in trees, and the other just runs on the ground. It just makes a little ground.
You don't know which is which?
Yeah, the poison oak goes up in the trees, on the vine. And the ivy's on the ground. It gets about that tall, and it's just on the ground.
Did you ever hear something called a rhododendron or laurel? You don't have that around here? And a kind of red berry that you can make shortcake out of.
Oh, that's raspberry.
Okay.
Raspberry or strawberry.
Uh-huh. Say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better be careful, they might be
poison.
Okay. And what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
And, say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Any joking ways she'd refer to him?
The way...
You ever hear my old man? Or
yeah, I have to ask my old man, daddy, father, brothers, different people I was old.
And he would say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any other thing you say about her?
The boss. Okay. That's what they like. Times, you know, they say the wife and boss, when she say they the boss.
When what?
A lot of times they say a wife's the boss, when she ain't the boss, when the man's the boss. A lot of times I say, I got to ask the boss.
Uh-huh. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
Okay. What if he's not dead, but he just left her?
She's a widower then. She's a grace widower.
Okay. And,
well, that's what happened to that little girl. Was she yesterday, you know? You know, the one that's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Her husband, she had had that little girl. Mm-hmm. And he left her. And then he come back, and she thought he was going to stay home. Mm-hmm. And she got pregnant. And he's gone again. And so that's when she's got to work. She has to work to take care of herself. Then she's got to, when a baby comes, she'll have to have a little maid up to live on them. Mm-hmm. See, well, you know, there's a welfare and a thing that takes care of such as that, you know, mm-hmm. when the husband leaves.